It's good to be back to the Upper Room Fellowship. May the Lord bless you for coming this morning. We appreciate you. The Lord is able to help us hear this service this morning. Praise God. I'd like to be reading to you here this morning from the book of Psalms, chapter 113. Psalms chapter 113. I'd like to stand for the reading of the Word of God this morning. May the Lord bless you for doing so. Psalms chapter 113. Begin reading verse number 1. Praise you, the Lord. Praise all you servants of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations. The glory and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill. And he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Having a thought for a message this morning, from verse number 5, who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbled himself to behold the things that are in heaven, and in earth. There is none likened unto the Lord our God. There is none that is like unto him. He is a God that is dwelling on high. Let us pray this morning. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful to know, God, that you're with us today. We're looking to you for help. Lord, we pray that you'll help us in such a mighty way in this service. We need the touch of God. We need the Spirit of the Lord. We need the anointing. God, I pray to rest upon thy servant to bring forth a message. God, to know that there's none likened unto you. You're still the God that you've always been. You never change. But God, let us see our need to humble ourselves and call upon you for what we need this morning. And what is ever accomplished, we'll forevermore give you the praise. And everyone that loves the Lord said amen. And you may be seated. I'd like to share with you this morning before I go on in this message this morning, that there is none likened unto God. There is none that is likened unto him who dwelleth on high. We know that the Bible teaches us that all things are subject unto God, that he is the higher power, and knowing that our power is in God. Amen. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He is the architect of the universe and the manager of all times. He always was, he always is, and he always will be. Unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised and brought healing. He was pierced and eased pain. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and brought life. He is risen and brings power. He reigns and brings peace. The world can't understand him. The armies cannot defeat him. The schools can't explain him. And the leaders can't ignore him. Herod can't kill him. The Pharisees couldn't confuse him. And the people couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him. Hitler couldn't silence him. The New Age can't replace him. And Donahue can't explain him away. He is light and love and longevity and Lord. He is goodness and kindness and gentleness, and he is God. He is holy and righteous and mighty and powerful and pure. His ways are right. His word is eternal. His will is unchanging, and his mind is set on me. Praise God. He is my Redeemer. He is my Savior. He is my God, and he is my peace. He is my joy. He is my comfort. He is my Lord, and he rules my life. I serve him because his bond is love, his burden is light, and his goal for me is abundant life. I follow him because he is the wisdom of the wise, the power of the powerful, the Ancient of Days, the ruler of rulers, the leader of leaders, and the overseer of the overcomers, and the sovereign Lord of all, amen, that was and is to come. If that seems impressive to you, try this. His goal is a relationship with me. He will never leave me, never forsake me, never mislead me, never forgot me, never overlook me, and never cancel my appointment in His appointment book. When I fall, He lifts me up. When I fail, He forgives. When I am weak, He is strong. When I am lost, He is the way. When I am afraid, He is my courage. When I stumble, He steadies me. When I am hurt, He heals me. When I am broken, He mends me. When I am blind, He leads me. When I am hungry, He feeds me. When I face trials, He is with me. When I face persecution, He shields me. When I face problems, He comforts me. When I face loss, He provides for me. When I face death, He carries me home. He is everything for everybody, everywhere, every time, and every way. He is God. He is faithful. I am His, and He is mine. Glory to God. He's the Father in heaven. And believe me, the greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Praise God. I feel so secure. Why? Amen. Because I understand this. He said it, and that settles it. God is in control. I am on His side. And it seems that all is well with my soul. Amen. I love the Lord. And I thank Him for all that He has done in my life. Praise God. I do love Jesus. He is my source of existence. And He is my Savior. He keeps me functioning each and every day, and without Him I can do nothing, but I know that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's powerful, saints of God. Amen, saints of God. There is none like unto the Lord our God. He is evermore true. We go on to say here in the Psalms in 114, there is none that is like unto the God, because He is mine for us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You're blessed in the Lord which has made the heaven and the earth. Amen. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Oh, praise His name. There is none like unto the God, because why, preacher? Because He has inclined His ear unto me. Therefore I will call upon Him as long as I live. Because gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. He will preserve the simple. Yes, He will. He delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living because I have believed. I will make my haste. Amen. Praise God. He is the cup of my salvation, and I call upon the name of the Lord. I have paid my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people. I am truly His servant. Amen. I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Isn't that wonderful, church? In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of the old Jerusalem, I will praise the Lord. Let all Israel now say that His mercy shall endure forever. I am on the Lord's side. I will not fear what man shall do unto me, because my confidence is in the Lord my God. Now these verses is in the Psalms now. Amen. Praise the Lord. I will not fall. He is my help. He is my strength. He is my song. He has become my salvation, because my way is a way of rejoicing and salvation in the tabernacles of the righteous at the right hand of the Lord. That's why I say there is none that is like unto God. I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You didn't know that was all in the Psalms, did you? Praise God. He said, He shall open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go unto Him and I will praise the Lord. Amen. This gate is the Lord. Amen. Into the righteous shall enter. I will praise Him. He has heard me, and Thou hast become my salvation. Amen. Praise God. It is the Lord's doings. It is marvelous in our eyes. I will beseech You, O Lord, now in prosperity, but blessed is he that cometh to the name of the Lord. We bless You out of the house of the Lord, because God is the Lord. He has shown us this light. He is our God. I will praise Him. I will exalt His name. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy shall endure forevermore. I'm talking about church, and this goes on and on and on. There is none like Him to our God. He is still the same as He always been. He looks upon those who cry to Him in the daytime and in the nighttime. He is still God. Amen. If Moses say, who is on the Lord's side, just let him come unto me. We can take Psalms 119 and we can read all the verses there and what the Lord has become to us. He is the living of Haman, the living God, the true God. He's going to bless us. He's opened my eyes. I have beheld Him. I shall behold the things that He shall do for me. I'm running, amen, toward God. I'm not turning away from Him. I'm running toward Him. He is not going to forget me. He has not left me out into the wilderness to die. I shall praise Him. I shall love Him, because there is none like unto my God. He's the same true God as He always been. He's a faithful God. He's faithful to His people. He longs to be near unto us. Praise God. I'm set at liberty because I worship the Lord. I shall keep His precepts. I shall keep His testimonies. I shall keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. If therefore the psalmist could say, hide thy word in my heart and I sin not against thee. Let thy word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Because he said, I will establish thy word unto my servant, who is devoted in thy fear. I have longed, O God, for thy precepts, but quicken me in thy righteousness. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments has laid before me. Amen. Oh, yes. I will run the way of thy commandments, when thou shalt enlarge my heart, that thou shalt teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end.
Yes.
But give me understanding, and I will keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Therefore, lead me in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart into thy testimonies. Amen. My hands also I will lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes. I will delight myself, Lord, in thee, in thy commandments, which I have loved. Isn't that wonderful, saints of God? There is none like it unto God. I mean, this is just word after word after word. I come to know, he said, I will remember thy judgments of old, O Lord. Amen. And have comforted myself. Why shall it bring comfort, church? Because there's none like unto God. God has ordained his word, made powerful by his spirit, will bring comfort and hope and strength to his faithful as we experience trouble and sorrow. Because God's word is living, it is active, it is power to revive and restore us who abide in it, in God. When trouble arises, turn to the Lord in his word and wait for his spirit to impart his life and his peace to you, for he is my portion. His word is ever settled in heaven.
Yes.
You think about that. His word shall quicken me, for the word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the vine and the soul and spirit. Amen. To the joints and to the marrow, it is a discerner of the thoughts of the intents of the heart. That is the word of God. I understand it because he gives me understanding.
Yes.
Amen. He has refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word, O God. Because through it are thy precepts. I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way, because I do love truth. Amen. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Isn't that wonderful, saints?
Yes.
I cry unto thee now, but give me this understanding according to thy word, because I know that there's none like unto the God, because he is my supplication. Amen. My lips shall utterly praise thee, because thou hast taught me thy statutes. I have hoped for thy salvation. I have done thy commandments. My soul has kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. There is none like unto our God. Because he shall consider my affliction, and he shall deliver me. And I do not forget thy law, O God, but plead my cause, and deliver me, quicken me according to thy word. Amen. Praise God. Because great is thy tender mercies. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Because I cried with my whole heart, but thou hast heard me. I cried unto the Lord, this Lord saved me. Amen. Right in the dawn into the morning I cried. I hoped in thy word, O God. The trouble and anguish has taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. Amen. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, O Lord, that I may shall live. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant shall love it. Amen. I loveth it. Amen. Now this is scripture I'm giving to you here this morning. Listen, saints of God, this is what it's all about. We have cried unto the Lord. He said, hold thy me up and I shall be safe. I respect thy statutes continually. Oh, my flesh trembleth for fear of thee, O God, and I'm afraid of thy judgments. But I know that I am thy servant. We are servants of God. Listen, there's none like another God this morning. He's still just as pure as he's always been. He's still just as holy as he's always been. He's still a God of judgment. Amen. It's through his righteousness I am what I am, that through the righteousness of God, I desire to be a holy vessel unto the Lord according to his holiness. I shall walk in it. It shall be my life, and my life shall reflect Christ. Right. Now these words are wonderful this morning, saints of God. It's wonderful to know. He said, the Lord shall preserve me from all this evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out, thy coming in from this time forth and even for forevermore. Amen. I shall pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. The peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. It's because of the house of the Lord, our God, will I seek thy good. But he said, have mercy upon us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we exceedingly are filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of all those at ease and with the contempt of the proud. But one thing about it, if it had not been for the Lord, he was on our side. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, that when men rose up against us, and they had swallowed us up quick, and when their wrath was kindled against us, but I can say, blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth, because our help is in the name of the Lord, which has made heaven and earth. There is none likened unto the Lord our God. You think about this, saints of God, this morning. Amen. Praise God. You think about these words. And now I'm reading thee. There is none that is like unto thee, God. Therefore, from the depths of my heart I cried unto thee. But thou hast heard my voice. Thy ears was attentive. Just think about that. Amen. To the voice of my supplications. Amen. Praise God. But I wait on the Lord. My soul doth wait, and his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Surely, I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. But let Israel hope in the Lord our God, because there is none that is like it. Amen. Amen. The Lord has us engraved in the palms of his hands. Our very breath is in the hands of God. Amen. No more. Amen. He gives his beloved sleep. Amen. Shall we rise up early or sit up late to eat the bread of sorrows? For he giveth his beloved sleep. Amen. There's rest in the Lord. Therefore, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There's rest in Christ. There's rest in God. I'm not going to rise up early. I'm not going to sit up late. I'm not going to eat the bread of sorrows. For he giveth his beloved sleep. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning for the child of God. Oh, this is wonderful, saints. It's all we can find here in Scripture. That's why the Psalms is so great. It's just a way that we just know that through his word that we are lifted up.
Yes.
That we can give thanks unto the Lord our God, for his mercy endureth forever. We can bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of God, that we can lift up our hands in the sanctuary. We can bless the Lord. That's the Lord that has made heaven and earth. That's why I can praise him. He's great. And that our Lord is above all gods, the scripture says here. He's great above all gods. Amen. Because we're going to bless the Lord, O house of Israel. We're going to bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. We're going to bless the Lord, the upper room fellowship. We're going to bless the Lord, O house of Levi. We're going to fear the Lord. We're going to bless the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Zion, which dwelleth in Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. There is none that is likened unto him. Ooh. I'm telling you, this is the gravy this morning, church. This is the gravy. Praise God. This is what it's all about. There's none like another God. My life is in His hands. He's leading me. He's guiding me. Oh yes, He's letting me know that if I pour out my heart before Him, He's a God that shall lift me up in the times of my struggle and the times of my anguish and my sufferings. He's a God. He's a true God. He's a never failing God. He's the same one that's delivered us before, and He shall deliver us again. He will not withhold any good thing from those who walk upright. He's the Lord. There's none that is likened unto Him. He's still the same. I say yesterday and today and forever, and He changes
right,
now.
Come on.
Don't you just love Him this morning, church? It's good to know that He is for us and not against us. The psalmist said here one place, my God is for me. My God is for me. The reason He is for you and not against you, because He loves you. He is, amen, He has placed a very purpose in your life. No more what the brother was saying, that we can know the perfect will of God, that we can seek for the will of God and know the will of God. He longs for us to be seeking, church. He longs for us to be with Him one day eternally in the heavens, because we rejoice and we sing praises to our God. Has searched me and Thou has known me. Thy word is in my tongue. Oh Lord, Thou knowest it all together. Because I wonder why He knoweth all things. Because He's the same God that made the heaven and the earth, and He has made us in His image. And there is none that is likened unto God. Isn't that wonderful? God does not bring us into life without a purpose. I say God does not bring us into life without a purpose. We can know that the psalmist here was no more than, amen, if he was saying, search me, O God, and know me and try me. Because, amen, a man does not know his own heart. That's why he said, examine yourself, prove yourself, for you know not yourself. And the psalmist could say, search me, O God. O Lord, if there's none likened unto You. Amen. Just search me from the depths of my heart and let my heart be revealed unto me, O God, that I may know how to follow Thee, that I may know how to long for Thee. Amen. If that heart is going to pant after the water, but so shall my soul. Amen. Thirsty for the living God. Why is that way, preacher? It's because my heart does desire the longing within me to seek God and have a relationship with Him that I never come to know yet. Amen. There's deeper things in God. There's higher planes and deeper depths in God's love, in God's Spirit, that I desire to be there. There is none that is likened unto Him. How precious is He? As an old sister was singing, Jesus is precious.
Oh, yes.
But this is what He said here in the psalm. How precious also are Thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. And if I should count them, they are more than number than the sand. When I wake, I am still with Thee.
Man.
There is none like it, the Lord. Think about that. Is He told Abraham, I will bless thy seed as the sand of the seashore. Thou shalt multiply. Many shall be born unto thee. It shall be as sand by the seashore. Amen. Praise God that God knows every one of them. How precious are we in His sight. Oh, praise God. Listen. If I was the only one on earth, amen, praise God, would Jesus die just for me? If I was the only one being persecuted, shall He deliver me from my persecutors? Amen, if I was the only one suffering, shall He deliver me from my suffering? Would Jesus come down to a lowly earth and die for one, die for two, die for three, die for ten? Yes, He would have. Amen, His love for us is everlasting. It's from seashore to seashore, and our sins are gone as far as the east is from the west, and I know them no more. Amen. I know them no more. Listen, saints of God, there is none like unto God. He is still the same. He's still blessing us. We ought to lift up and praise Him with everything that is within us, because He is still God, and He still, amen, longs to be God among us. He longs to be God among us, to dwell in His presence. It's the dwelling of His Spirit. Right? It's the dwelling of His Spirit. He gives us wisdom. He gives us knowledge. He is my strength. Thou hast covered me, God. Right in the time of battle, Thou hast covered me. Oh, praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. To know that when the righteous cry, he shall hear. But surely shall the righteous give thanks unto the Lord, unto his name, that the upright shall dwell in thy presence. I'm telling you, church, there is none that is likened unto God. Amen. Praise the Lord. There is none likened unto him in this world. There's nothing in comparison to him. There is nothing in comparison to our God. Amen. He wants to prove himself. He wanted to prove himself to Israel. But I mentioned the other service. He had turned no more, amen, to the request that they give unto Samuel about having a king. And therefore God granted their petition. I believe it grieved the heart of God that my people shall not just long to be near unto me, that I shall leave them. They want to have a king just like the other. Let them have a king. I'm glad to know he is my soon coming king. He is my Lord and he is my Savior. But I tell you, he is our soon coming king. And there's one hope that we can have. Amen. That we can lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. Amen. How many believes our redemption draweth nigh? How many believes that Jesus Christ is soon to come? How many just believe that I preach this morning? There's none like another God. He's still reaching out. He's still showing mercy. He still loves. He still cares. Amen. Just like that hen gathers up her brood under her wings. That's what he said for Jerusalem, for his own. I gather thee like a hen has her brood up and under her wings. Amen. I have cried. I have wept for Jerusalem. I have wept for thee, O God, my people. Listen here, saints of God. He come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But I'm glad to know in our time now, he longs to be near unto his people that cry out and know what it is to see the face of God and come to know him in the fullness that he desires for every child of God. Every child of God to reach that fullness in Christ.
Yes.
To come to know of his grace and his knowledge and his wisdom gives to all men who ask. Oh, my eyes are set upon thee, O God. Amen. Shall I be like a watchman? Amen. Shall I be like a watchman over Jerusalem? Shall I be like a watchman over Israel? Amen. Come to know that our God has an all-seeing eye. Amen. There's nothing that we can hide from God. Amen. He knows those that are his. Amen. Praise God. He searches us out. He knows every thought. He knows every way with us. And I cry to him, God, help me. Help me to know, shall my thoughts, shall my heart, shall my being, shall my soul long for thee and search for thee, O God. I know that in thee are unsearchable riches. I know that in thee I have found the pearl of great price, the treasure hidden in the field. Therefore, I want it to be long in my heart to seek thee for more, because I desire thee, O God.
Yes.
Because I desire thee, O God. Oh, isn't it wonderful, church, to know that he is still God and there is none that is likened unto him. There is none likened unto our God. Just think how he proved himself to Israel time and time again. How many times has he proved himself to us? That he is still the same God that delivers us out of temptation. He is the same God that delivers us out of our troubles. Amen. Yes, he is. He is the same God that delivers us out of our sufferings. Still the same God. Never changes. Isn't that good to know?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to be long to be near unto him. I want to long to seek him. I want to long to know more about him. We have just skimmed the surface. We know what the Bible teaches us about the works of Christ, that the world cannot contain the books.
That's right.
So that's all we're doing, is just skimming the surface. But what we have received, what we have read, what we have obtained is all we need to live a victorious life. Man, praise God. Just think about it, church. All we need here, what we have, to live a victorious life. Don't you just love him? Don't you just know? I said, preacher, there is none like him to my God. He's been true to me. He has loved me. When I felt like I have let him down, when I have felt like I have turned to other things, I have turned for other sources of help, and I didn't cry unto the Lord my God. I didn't seek the Lord my God. I didn't seek to do the will of the Lord my God. I let men persuade me. I let counselors and psychiatrists and doctors do their work, and not let the work of God work on me. I just let other men do it. Oh, God, help us to know he is God. There is none like unto him. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. He is my surgeon. He is the great physician. He is the great healer. He's the Lord God of all. He knows exactly what we need this morning.
Yes.
How many can say, along with me, there's none like unto our God?
Yes, amen. Come on.
I say, there is none like unto our God. It is He who has proven ever since the day that you was born. I was sharing with one of the officers I work with. The last two or three weeks, I've been working with a new officer. He's a good man. I just go to church regularly trying to live for the Lord. And I'm trying to help him if I can. And he says, I know I'm not where I need to be. And I believe that the Lord's going to get him there. Amen. But, you know, it's good to work with Christian people. It's good to work with people that love the Lord. And we all need help from God. We all need God's direction. Amen. Praise the Lord. But, amen. God can help us, church. And He's God. He's a true God. And I know I shared this before, but when I told my worker there that I worked with the other day, I said, I was just doing it to let him know that God don't overlook us. Just the simple things of life. God does not overlook us, church. Just the simple little things of life. God lets us know just how much He loves us. Amen. And I felt that God just spoke to my spirit, just like I'm speaking in an audible voice to you this morning. I felt like God spoke in my spirit. I was telling that officer, I said, when I walked in that thrift store that day, amen, and I looked through those newspapers, and I picked out several old newspapers back in the 50s and 60s, and had some of the headlines, you know, about certain events that's happened in history, and I purchased them and put them away. But on that day, I told my wife, I said, let's go back to that thrift store. I want to look again. I had already went through that big old box of newspapers, but when I went back and looked on the top, on the very top, I pulled out that newspaper and I looked down. April 2nd, 1963. That was the day I was born. I was born on Tuesday. I was born on April 2nd, 1963. And God spoke to my spirit. He said, son, I knew you before you were conceived. I knew you when you were conceived, and I know you now. Picked it up, went and bought it. Amen. I still have it today. That amazes me. Out of all those dates, just think about all the years and all 365 days a year, from all the years from the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and on up. Why did it have to be April the 2nd, 1963? He reminded me, don't you remember that you was born on a Tuesday? There's nothing like it. That just amazes me. And I shared one of them. He just started shaking his head. This is wonderful to know. It's just the simple things, the little things that God lets us know. Son, I know you. I know you now. Just like you've heard the song. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
Yes.
And that just blesses me, church, to know he does not overlook anything about you. Anything about your daily situations. He does not overlook it. He takes it to heart. Amen. Yes, he does. Amen. God does not overlook the needs that we have and the times that we cry out to him. He's still there. He still longs to be near unto us. He's still a true God. And he still desires to deliver us right in the times, I say, of our temptation. Amen. That God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. But with that temptation, make a way of escape. May be able. There is none like it unto God, knowing that all things shall work together for good. Them that love God, called according to His purpose. Many can say there's none like it unto Him.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Amen. This message should really encourage you this morning, church. I'm telling you, there's none like it unto our God. I don't care how deep your problems are. I don't care, amen, what people may say against you. I don't care what happens in your house. I don't care what happens around you. God is still the same.
Yes.
He moves. He delivers. Yes, He does. He comforts. He's going to do it.
Right.
You know, there was a retired highway patrol officer comes up every once in a while to the gate. I was told the other day he pulled up. And then one of the other officers was hearing someone crying. So when he pulled off, he asked the other officer, he said, did I hear someone crying? He said, that was the man that just left. Crying because his son, his only son, only child, recently passed away at 29 years old. He died heart attack that suddenly died at 29 years of age. Only son, only child, having a hard time to deal with it. And I get thinking about that. You know, only child, only son, taken out at a very young age, 29 years old, heart attack. People suffer a lot of things, church, in this life. A lot of loss, things we lose and never gain back. There's one thing about the child of God. For me to live is Christ. Die is the gain. That's the way we got to see it, know it, and live it. For me to live is Christ. I'm on the winning side. Amen. We're winning either way, whether I go or whether I stay. I just know Jesus each and every passing day. He's with me. You know, to deliver a message like this, church, it should just bring such an uplifting in your soul. You know how it is. We always want an uplifting word. We want a word that's going to comfort us and help us in the times of our struggles and bereavement and grieving and loss and pain and suffering and all the things we face in life. We want a comforting word. We want help. We want strength. When you think about this message, there is none like it with our God. And the things I shared with you, amen, this morning, just lets us know, church, that God is still God. He wants to let you know, I'm there, I'm there, I'm there with you, I'm for you, I will help you, I will bless you. And I'm still God. Doesn't matter what happens around you, I'm still God, and there is none like Him unto me. Praise His name. Don't you just love Him this morning?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, church, but this is rich this morning. If it's not helping you, I tell you, it's helping me. It's helping me. I could just go back and just preach it again. Just do it, start all over and just say, let's turn to Psalms 113. Let's just start over. It's just a comfort. See, I didn't know how I was going to preach this message. What I shared with you, what I went over here, I didn't have these scriptures marked. The Lord was giving me all this while I was preaching. I didn't have it. Only thing I had was you, what I shared on this paper about when I first started. What I read off, and then that's how good God is. Help us. Right in the times of our storms, right in the times when we feel weak and discouraged, He lifts us up and lets us know, I'm in the valley, I'm on the mountain. It does not matter when you're walking on water, I'm still there. And when you feel like you're drowning in despair, I'm still there. There's none like Him. That's what I tell my myself, what you going to preach on? I say, preaching. You just can't tell somebody how things are going to be. You just can't. You know, I get up here, I might share a few scriptures, and I preach a message. And if I was to preach it Sunday night, I'll never preach it like I did the first time. Or, amen, if it's never a repeat of a certain message, once it's preached, it'll never be the same. The words can't be repeated. The message cannot be repeated. Amen, you may preach from the same verse, but another message. It may be similar, but it'll never be the same. Amen, praise God. So that lets me know my God. Amen, praise God. Amen, He knows. He's got my copyright this morning. Yes, He does. Amen, He's got the copyright right here. And I've delivered a message. I hope it encourages you. Amen, we're getting close now to 12 o'clock. Amen, we know the midnight hour shall be made. The cry shall be made. Amen, shall He sit all those that were ready, all the wise, all that were ready, go in to meet the bridegroom. How many believe that midnight cry is almost to be made? Jesus Christ is soon coming. But church, listen, and I'm closing with this, and I know, amen, this morning I just cannot, amen, express it enough. It does not matter what is happening around you. God is still the same. He's still the same. He was the first day He saved you. Amen. Circumstances may change. God does not change.
Amen.
Circumstances may change you, but God does not change.
Amen.
You hear me? Keep it. Hold on to it. Treasure it. Long for it. Amen. Amen. Give what you can to God and the time, amen, that He has given to you. Amen. Oh, yes. Let us look to God. Let us trust Him. Let us not lean to our own understanding, but let us acknowledge Him that He shall direct our path. Let's just give Him a good hand clap of praise this morning, knowing that there is none like Him unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah. I feel a rejoicing. I feel a praise. I thank my God. I want to live for Jesus, don't you? Oh, yes, He's going to help us, church. He's going to deliver us. He's going to be God. He's going to help us this morning. Glory to God. Praise His name.
Yes.
Oh, I just can't get it off my mind. There is none that is likened unto Him. Oh, He's still there. When I long to be near to Him, He's there. When my soul is in despair, He's there. When I feel like the psalmist said, no man that cared for my soul, He's there. We feel like no one else cares. Let us stand this morning. May the Lord richly bless you. Amen. Praise God. Let us find a place to pray somewhere. Just letting you know that there's none like Him unto God. He shall help us. Amen. He's going to reward those that diligently seek Him. Yes, He will. Glory be to His holy name this morning. Amen. Glory be to His holy name.